It is your KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, December 29th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The 2025 Hoop City Classic kicks off later today at the Corn Palace with 20 games over the next 3 days, featuring some of the top teams and talent from across South Dakota and also from Florida and Georgia. There are a pair of ranked matchups in the states. Again, one coming up tonight, number 8th-ranked Freeman boys take on 10th-ranked Lyman. That's scheduled for tonight at 8:30. Then coming up tomorrow on Tuesday at 3:30, number 1-ranked Sioux Falls Christian in Class A takes on number 2-ranked Huron of Class AA. The event will feature 28 different high school teams, including 12 returning All-State boys players, also a top 25 national recruit in Tony Bryant from Florida's Zephyrillius Christian Academy. Also some out-of-state teams, including Minnesota's Totino Grace and Jonesboro, Georgia. The Classic will also include a women's college game featuring Dakota Wesleyan against Northwestern coming up tomorrow. We do have coverage today of Mitchell Colonel basketball as they will take on the Lyman girls at the Hoop City Classic. 4 p.m., the scheduled start time at the Corn Palace. We'll have our pregame show just before 4. Hoop City Classic starts later this morning at 10 a.m. as Mount Vernon takes on Lower Brule. McCook Central Montrose faces White River at 11:30, and Ethan takes on Timber Lake at 1 p.m. Then at 2:30, it's Parkston versus Dupree. At 5:30 tonight, number 3-ranked Viberg Hurley takes on Pine Ridge. Then at 7 o'clock, it's Jonesboro, Georgia versus Zephyrillius Christian Academy out of Florida. South Dakota State men's basketball heads south to face number 1-ranked Arizona tonight. Tip-off set for 8 p.m. Central Time with the Jackrabbit pregame show at 7:30 on KORN News Radio in Mitchell. It is the final non-conference game for both the squads, and it's the first time that the Jackrabbits have ever played the number 1-ranked team in the country, as Arizona comes into tonight's game with a 12-0 record. USD men's basketball wrapped up their non-conference schedule yesterday with an 85-61 victory over Mount Marty. Isaac Bruins led the way with 23 points, while Jordan Crawford added 17 points and 8 rebounds. USD improves to 8-7 on the season, and they will open up Summit League play on Wednesday afternoon. They travel to North Dakota State at 4 p.m. Dakota Wesleyan men's basketball back in action tonight. So they're up in North Dakota to take on Bismarck State. That is scheduled for a 6 p.m. tip-off. Mitchell Moreland's boys hockey won their first game of the season on Saturday, 5-1 over Sioux Center, Iowa. Caden Schuld led the offense with 2 goals, while Everett Morrison added a pair of goals in the third period. Goalie Gavin Polrise made 28 saves for Mitchell as they outshot Sioux Center on Saturday, 53-29. Yesterday, Mitchell boys would lose to Watertown 7-2. The Marlin boys return to the ice on Friday when they host Brandon Valley. The Mitchell Marlin girls shut out Watertown on Sunday 5-0. Taylor Sorbin led Mitchell with 2 first period goals. Also, McKenna Tronis and Haley Bottolfson also had goals, while a goalie Kaylee O'Connor finished with 25 saves. The Marlin girls are back in action when they host Watertown yet again next week on January 9th. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.